This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I know that nobody, well, unless you're in the chat room or on YouTube, you didn't see that, but I'm in here just sort of bobbing my head to the music and getting ready to shout into the mic, and I realized I hadn't turned it on. Welcome back. This is hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
When you go to tacticalholsters.com, what you're going to find, of course, is, well, you know, one thing is going to be holsters, and they're going to be made out of some of the best Kydex you've ever seen in your life. This is almost indestructible. They've had two warranties they had to honor. One was after it was driven over by an M1 tank, and another one was on a guy's leg when an IED went off next to him. Filing a warranty on those, perfectly understandable for me. But they also have the belts, and they have the ways to carry your magazines, and they have the ways to carry your equipment. They have the Contact Series, which is their tactical nylon, which is unbelievably tough. So, by all means, check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, carbon credit. First of all, let me explain something to you. When in the name of saving the planet, they want to do something that is, on its face, incredible. They want to regulate carbon. They don't want to restrict its use. They don't want to slow it down. They just want to charge people for it. You would start out, let's say you wanted to make tables, and you started your factory, and you started your manufacturing plant, and of course, whenever you're doing things, inevitably, in the manufacturing process, there's going to be waste. And with waste comes smoke, comes pollution. You would be allowed, under the carbon caps, to create so much pollution for free. And then you would have to buy carbon credit. Now, you would buy carbon credit from the Congo or from some non-industrial country. And what you'd be doing is you'd be buying a segment of what's overhead where they don't have pollution. You'd be buying their non-polluted air, figuratively, but paying with real money. And then you would be allowed to create more pollution. However, your production costs have gone up. So now, if you're going to like IKEA, which I don't know if they actually make anything in the United States, I kind of think probably not. But let's say they did. And you like one of the tables that comes in the flat pack and it's manufactured and it's, it used to be $35, now it's $350. And that's what carbon credit is. Carbon credit is a new form of currency. And this would be a changing thing. This would be one of these things where, I don't know, it becomes something that changes the world. I mean, we go into the 1984 scenario then, the Orwellian sort of thing. Now, I have a lot of respect for former Secretaries of State Jim Baker and George Shultz, and they've been snookered into the carbon cap thing. They're endorsing a tax scam right now that would be one of the largest income redistribution schemes in modern times. And this would do incredible, lasting damage to the United States. And the justification for the tax is that it will save the planet by reducing greenhouse gas emissions, but it won't even do that. None of this ever does that. It just says it's going to do that. And then it's, what it does do is it separates money. It redistributes money. The Baker-Schultz plan would impose on America a carbon tax, which would be a tax on American energy consumption. Since energy is a central component of everything that America produces, it would make the cost and thus the price of everything, and I do mean everything, produced in America more expensive. It is a tax that only China, Mexico, India, and Russia would love. The tax is highly regressive, so the remedy that the two call for is a quarterly check from the Social Security Administration for every American. It becomes an entitlement program. You get a dividend. Somehow they've come to the conclusion that two really bad ideas paired together make one good idea. So let's get this straight. We're going to tax the producers of the economy and then give the money to the people who don't produce, and somehow this isn't going to negatively affect the economy. If that makes sense, then why not adopt a 100% tax on production and then redistribute the money to everyone? The Heritage Foundation has noted another glaring flaw with the carbon tax. It is true that a carbon tax is a much more efficient way to cap carbon dioxide emissions than the mismatch of EPA regulations, renewable energy standards, and subsidies for wind and solar power. But there's a strong likelihood that the carbon tax would end up not being a replacement for those. It would just become part of it with them. They would stay in place and this would be in place. And it's naive and an extreme way to think otherwise. Now, the EPA definitely needs to be reined in. And this is sort of the same argument they made about Obamacare. We've got a problem, so we need to fix it. So we're going to fix it this way. Except Obamacare made it worse. This would make it worse. The Green Plan, proposed by these former Reagan statesmen, would not cut a single tax rate, and meanwhile giving the left a massive new tax regime. Hell, would anybody with any sense of any sort of economic, just, you know, math, just addition, how would you get out there and say, yeah, I like it, I think it's a good idea? And even worse, the Baker-Schultz plan does close to nothing to reduce greenhouse gas emissions or to lessen the threat, if one exists, of global warming. What's likely going to happen is we're about to have some sunspot activity on the sun, and it's probably actually going to cool off. Yeah. Unless you're in the upstate of South Carolina, in which case you can enjoy all four seasons in a week. But whatever the U.S. does, it's going to have zero impact because China's not going to do it. India's not going to do it. And last time I checked, air moved. Wall Street Journal reported in November that new coal production in China in the next few years will create more carbon dioxide emissions than the entire energy production of Canada. And India isn't that far behind. So it is a fairy tale that China and India and other fast-developing nations have any commitment to reducing their fossil fuel use. The other part of it is that green energy is not mature. I don't know how many times I'm going to tell you that. One day, me and you, we'll have a Mr. Coffee flux capacitor on the back of our car, and we'll get a, you know, an empty Pabst Blue Ribbon can, banana peel, and maybe some wax paper. And we'll drop that in there and fuel the damn car for about a year. And maybe we'll be able to lift off and go back in time. I don't know. But until that time comes, fossil fuel is the way it's going to be. We're not going to regress to covered wagons. That's one reason Trump got elected. We'll be right back. Thank you.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Right, and now we got the computer locking up on us again. It is a good day. Today was a good day. But I may have to fire my AK because this computer here doesn't want to play. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you as after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah, let's see if I can solve that issue right quick, like on the old computer there. TacticalHolsters.com. This is where you are going to find an unprecedented amount of stuff that they make right there. All American made, all made by them. None of this stuff is outsourced. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Now then, you know, the left, being on the left, means you never have to say, I learned my lesson. Now, I came of age, well, no, I don't want to say I came of age. I was like 8 when the 60s ended. I was around during the 60s and the 70s. And, you know, quite honestly, I didn't really pay that much attention to politicians. But there are people that are out there telling me now that it's starting to look like deja vu all over again. And as Adlai Stevenson and Bobby Kennedy and Hubert Humphrey did then, Democrats today, like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, are pandering to the hellraisers, hoping to ride their energy to victory. Now, Democrats would do really well to recall what happened the last time they rode the tiger of social revolution. As the riots began in Harlem in 1964 and Watts in 1965, the left rushed in to render moral sanction and to identify with the rioters. Adlai Stevenson at Colby College. In the great struggle to advance civil and human rights, even a jail sentence is no longer a dishonor but a proud achievement. Perhaps we are destined to see in this law-loving land people running for office on their prison records. Bobby Kennedy. There's no point in telling Negroes to obey the law. The law is the enemy. That's the guy that later on, he was an attorney general at one time. Hubert assured us that if he had to live in a slum, I could lead a mighty good revolt myself. So the left tied themselves and their party to what was coming. And by 1967, Malcolm X had been assassinated. Stokely Carmichael, with his call to Black Power, had replaced John Lewis at SNCC. And H. Rapp Brown had a new slogan, by any means necessary. Then came the days-long riots of Newark and Detroit in 1967, where the 82nd Airborne Division was sent in. 100 cities were burned and pillaged following the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King on April 4th, 1968. And what happened in our politics? The Democratic coalition of FDR was shattered. Governor George Wallace rampaged through the Democratic primaries in Wisconsin, Indiana, and Maryland in 1964, then ran third party and carried 5 southern states in 1968. His presidency, broken by Vietnam and the riots, LBJ decided he wasn't going to do it no more. Vice President Humphrey's chances were ruined by the violent protests at his Chicago convention, which were broken up by the club-wielding cops of Democratic Mayor Richard J. Daley. Race riots in the city, student riots on campus, and that riot of radicals in Chicago helped deliver America to Richard Nixon. Then came the huge anti-Nixon, anti-war demonstrations in the fall of 1969, the protests in the spring of 1970 after the Cambodian invasion and the Kent State killings, and the May Day siege by thousands of anarchists to shut down D.C. in 1971. Again and again, Nixon rallied the silent majority to stand with him and against them. And middle America did it. So what did its association with protesters and radicals and the Black Power militants do for the Democrats? Where LBJ swept 44 states in 1964 and 61% of the vote in 1968, Humphrey won 13 states and 43% of the vote. In 1972, Nixon and Spiro Agnew swept 49 states, routing the champion of the counterculture left, George McGovern. And the table had been set. California Governor Ronald Reagan, who defied campus rioters, threatening him with violence thusly, "If it takes a bloodbath, let's get it over with." Without the riots and the bombings of the 60s and the 70s, there would have been no Nixonian New Majority and no Reagan Revolution. Today, everything's about being against Trump and his travel ban and the disruption of congressional town meetings and the blocking of streets. Every time a cop is involved in a shooting with a black suspect and the rising vitriol of our politics, and it's beginning to look a whole lot like the 1960s again. There are differences in the bombings and killings and beatings and arrests and arson and injuries and destruction of property. We're nowhere near 1968. But still the left, being ever intolerant, seems to have melded more broadly and tightly with the Democratic Party of today than a half century ago. Even Goldwater joked about sawing off the East Coast and letting it drift out into the Atlantic. Californians today talk about secession like they're South Carolina in 1860. And much of Middle America would be okay with them to see if they were gone. Nixon was credited with the cooling of America, and Reagan could credibly celebrate morning in America. Right now, any such return to normalcy appears the remotest possibility now. And like it is with the EU, the cracks in the USA seem far beyond hairline fractures. Many sense the country could come apart. It has done it once before. And could Southerners and Northerners have detested each other more than Americans do today? So 50 years ago, the anti-Nixon demonstrators wanted out of Vietnam and an end to the draft. By 72, they'd gotten both. The long, hot summers were over. The riots stopped. But other than despising Trump and his deplorables, what great cause unites the left today? From those days long ago, there returns to mind the couplet from Jane Baldwin's famous book from which he took his title. God gave Noah the rainbow sign, no more water, the fire next time. Rough times today in these United States, not a big deal. We've had them before, we'll have them again. When we get back, we're going to talk about this ridiculous stuff about what sanctuary cities do. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, indestructibility, and a warranty that is a class of its in the industry. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now, according to the left, sanctuary cities means that illegal immigrants feel comfortable enough to report crimes. That's what the left tells us. The sheriffs out there in the ether have asked the question, what the hell are you talking about? It has been long claimed that the sanctuary cities are a law and order mechanism aimed at allowing those here illegally to report crimes without fear of deportation. And that is absolutely ridiculous. Nancy Pelosi reiterated that point at a CNN town hall event. Mayor Bill de Blasio reiterated that point to Jake Tapper and added that when illegals are caught drunk driving, they're not deported as long as it doesn't lead to any other negative outcome. Huh. Okay. Whatever that means. Sheriffs from across the country met with President Trump last week and told the Washington Examiner that not only is this the left talking point about sanctuary cities wrong, there's not even anecdotal evidence to back it up. National Sheriff's Association Executive Director Jonathan Thompson, who represents a wide geographical range of law enforcement officers, said he's never seen any stats indicating that illegal immigrants are a significant source of information for the police. He said, I'm not even seeing anecdotal evidence. The sad thing is that the Democratic claim suggests that the people here are aware of criminal activity and are not reporting it. We have to give them specific dispensation so that they're reporting crimes. I find the irony thicker than anything I can cut with a knife that somebody here illegally is going to report a crime. Sheriff Chuck Jenkins of Frederick County, Maryland, who was called last April to testify in a House of Representatives hearing on the effectiveness of immigration policy, said he's heard that the Democratic argument many times over the years. Jenkins, in his 12th year as mayor of Maryland's largest county, said he doesn't buy it because his experiences on the job point to a different reality. He said, I believe the illegal alien community is smart enough to know that there are protections in place, that if they are victims, not to put them into removal custody. They can request a U visa, basically gives them asylum from any deportation or removal. He added that most jurisdictions do not actively try to identify the immigration status of someone who comes forward, so the whole argument doesn't really make sense. So here we have another leftist talking point that we can throw into the garbage pile. And frankly, arguments that support law enforcement being barred from enforcing federal immigration protocols are ridiculous. We shield people who have broken the law to come here illegally so that they will report crimes. If that wasn't so stupid, it would be really funny. And allegedly, the Mothers Against Drunk Driving ripped de Blasio over his remarks, and rightfully so. Now then, I don't believe anything a government scientist comes and tells me about all this, going back to the climate change agenda. I don't believe it. The Inspector General for the National Science Foundation issued a report showing that at least 23 scientists applying for taxpayer-funded grants either plagiarized the text or manipulated the data, but were not barred from receiving grant money in the future. So we're either going to claim work that isn't ours and claim it's ours and lie about that, which is, you know, theft on some scale, or manipulate the data where it says, well, it's not getting warmer. Let's say it's getting warmer. Change that period to a comma. And still they get money. They get grants. Still. Coming from the Washington Free Beacon, the Inspector General for the National Science Foundation, you know, we already talked about it. It found at least 8 instances of data manipulation and fabrication in these years. This being a 2015-2016. They also disregarded recommended sanctions against some of the scientists and academics implicated in these findings. Though many were temporarily barred from receiving additional federal funding, nearly all will be eligible for taxpayer support and official roles in NSF-funded research in the future. In one investigation that concluded in 2015, the IG found that an NSF-supported researcher had knowingly plagiarized text into 5 NSF proposals. They wrote, these actions were a significant departure from the standards of the research community and therefore constituted research misconduct. That is mastery of the understatement right there for you. The IG recommended to NSF that the agency officially classify the plagiarism as research misconduct, require the researcher to undergo a course in proper research methods, certify that all research over the subsequent 3 years was not plagiarized, and bar the researcher from serving as an NSF consultant, advisor, or peer reviewer. I've got a better idea. Why don't you just kick him out? Stop him from getting money. Don't let him have no job. Put him out to pasture. Let him go work as a, you know, work at the drive-thru or something. Then he's not going to plagiarize anything, is he? In another investigation, which concluded in August of 2016, the IG found that a university professor supported by an NSF grant falsified the status of a total of 7 manuscripts in 4 NSF annual grant reports and 4 NSF proposals and engaged in a total of 12 acts of research misconduct in a continuous pattern spanning several years. Now, here's what this all leads to. Do you remember when Professor John Gruber got out there and said, it is good that the American public is stupid so that we can implement, or I'm paraphrasing here, implement Obamacare. You remember that? That's what this is doing. This is manipulating something that you aren't watching, because none of us really understand what they're talking about. But they're doing it in an effort to take control of a segment of the economy, like Obamacare did. Now, I myself, it's probably a good damn thing I'm not in charge of anything. If any of those scientists had tried to pull something like that, if they were going to a private source, they would have been shown the door permanently. Never come back. Don't ever do it again. And there's no incentive in government to punish cheating. Largely because of the cliquish nature of the scientific community that milks the government for research money. The review panels that are made up of scientists who may one day be applying for grants themselves. So today's cheater might be tomorrow's judge of who gets a grant. And it's musical chairs. They're always changing places. So tens of billions of tax dollars are doled out every year in grants to study everything from climate change to nutrition to education. If we actually had some oversight on this, we might actually save a little money. But they're going to resist this. They don't want that. They want business as usual. That's something they really enjoy. So, hey, status quo all day long, right? Now, when we get back, some of these people are beginning to recognize that all of these attacks on Trump are getting the opposite effect. And this is bad for the leftist agenda. So they're wanting some people to stop it. So we'll tackle that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Those things can be hooked up so many different ways, I can't even count them. In some cases, you have thousands of combinations. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Mike Hale is the TV critic of the New York Times, and make no mistake, he absolutely despises Donald Trump. But even he sees the problem with Saturday Night Live's relentless attacks on the Trump administration. In a Sunday edition article titled Review, SNL targets Trump again with a hint of exhaustion. He outlines his concerns that mere weeks into the Trump presidency, the hatred may be entering counterproductive territory with last Saturday's show. He writes, but there was a sense of exhaustion of how long can we keep this up? That was made explicit in the court sketch when Cecily Strong, as the judge, said to Mr. Baldwin's Trump, "You're doing too much. I want one day without a CNN alert that scares the hell out of me." It was delivered plaintively, not as a laugh line, but as a weary, nervous plea. Ms. McCarthy opened the show as Mr. Spicer, and the news briefing sketch was again the high point. Its simple premise, take the thin-skinned, venomous attitude and brazen duplicity that the Trump administration has exhibited and render them as naked schoolyard bully aggression, was still effective, coupled with Ms. McCarthy's absolute commitment, but the sketch was even more underwritten than before, name-checking controversies rather than illuminating them, which has been true of most of the show's Trump-related material. So in the absence of new ideas, old ones recycled from last week's sketch were simply amped up. The wad of chewing gum was bigger. The weaponized rostrum was now motorized. The physical attacks on reporters here included an assault with a leaf blower, which was jolting and kind of fascinating when the machine was pointed at the face of a reporter played by Ms. Strong, but not so funny when it was used to blow her skirt up over her head. I'm sorry I missed that. The episode's funnier moments were mostly Trump-free. Based on Saturday's episode, it will be hard, if not impossible, to keep it up for 4 years if Mr. Trump stays in power that long and keeps making news and outraging much of the country at his current rate. those comments are remarkable for their immersion in the blue bubble. The leftists are outraged at Trump, but there is no evidence that the country as a whole is outraged. The naughty bits hats and the riots are not attracting new adherents. A majority supports the visa pause for terror hotspot countries, while the left sits around as, swimming around, thrashing in the water. And the longing for Trump to be impeached, to be assassinated, or just to die, not to mention a military coup, is hypothesized by a former Obama administration official in a serious journal, reveals full-blown Trump derangement syndrome. It's pretty funny. I'm sorry I missed that episode. I need to go back and find that. I'll have to go take a look at that one. I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere. Do you believe that we should be obligated to open our borders, the doors to our country, for Muslims to move here en masse? Foreign nationals in foreign countries do not have U.S. constitutional rights. The Supreme Court has held an unadmitted and non-resident alien has no constitutional right of entry to this country as a non-immigrant or otherwise. And beyond that fact, the president has plenary power over foreign affairs, and this includes under the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952, the power to suspend or impose restrictions on the entry of foreign nationals if he determines their entry would be detrimental to the interest of the United States. The president, as commander-in-chief, is given this power. Not the New York Times columnists, not the wailing Democrats, not the Council on American-Islamic Relations and the many activist groups calling for massive increases in Muslim immigration. Remarkably, many supporters of enhanced vetting to protect Americans have gone into a protective crouch and have not articulated reasons why we should be more careful about admitting more and more Muslims into America. But we should be concerned. There are claims that not one Muslim from the seven nations named in his executive order has been implicated in terrorism. That actually turns out to be 72, with 30-some-odd of them being convicted of crimes in these foreign countries having to do with terrorism. Now, 72, you're like, oh, well, Bill, that's not very many coming into the country now. 72, think of 72 Chris Dorners. I keep going back to the Chris Dorner thing. Chris Dorner got out of it. Chris Dorner did not have the infantry capability of the girls that bring the Girl Scout cookies to your house. Okay? He was in the Naval Reserve. He was not a Navy SEAL. He was not a Marine. He was not even an American military infantryman. He actually worked in combat support because for every one that is in combat arms, there's going to be seven supporting him. And yet, because he had some basic infantry skill, which everybody's taught, he caused a 25,000-man police department to go insane. And when they finally found him, every cop in the area came in to kill him. He just rattled them that much. So there's 72 Chris Dorners that have been intercepted at the border. Can you imagine? The New York Times and the lead editorial stated that not one person from these nations is engaged in terrorism, despite a Somalian refugee going on a rampage at Ohio State University last year. Despite the Somalian that was at the Mall of the Americas last year. Saddle-based District Court Judge James Robart asked a federal prosecutor how many citizens of those seven countries had were arrested for terrorism since September 11th. And he got told, let me tell you, the answer to that is none, as best as I can tell. But it's 72 from the seven mostly Muslim countries covered by the extreme vetting order. They've been convicted of terrorism, not arrested, not indicted, but convicted. So, we taking a look at Europe right now. Europe is going to have to go into a full-on sweep, if you will, to try to regain control of the European landmass. Because in Europe, the Islamics have gotten there. Well, it's what have we had? We've had truck attacks and nightclub attacks and stadium attacks and Louvre attacks and attacks on women, beheadings of priests, desecration of churches, torture of Jews, London subway and bus bombings, and beheading of a British soldier. Where are the safe zones for the snowflakes of Europe? There are none. And right now, most Europeans are opposed to further migration. As a matter of fact, a German intelligence report has been leaked saying that there is a ban that is sought by the people of Germany. So these people that want to import Islamic extremism are coming up on their moment when, they're not going to be able to do it that much anymore. But I don't understand. I do not get. But you know what? I've got something that I'm gonna bring to you when we get back. I'm gonna bring to you the story of the little girl who got married after they traded her for some goats. I'm gonna bring you that when we open up hour number three coming up. Just so you know, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.